Welcome back to part two of That Classic Rock Show. Today we are living live by playing live versions of songs by some of our favorite artists. On New Year's 1970, Jimi Hendrix and his new band known as Band of Gypsies recorded a live album by the same name. The trio included drummer Buddy Miles, Jimmy's old army buddy Billy Cox on bass. It was recorded at the famed Fillmore East in New York City and was released in March of 1970 to fulfill contractual obligations.
Yeah, at that time, Jimmy was very disenchanted with his bandmates from the experience and wanted to go into a different direction. He felt that Miles on drums and Cox on bass were the guys to go with. I think it worked, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And that live album mixes hard rock, funk, rhythm, and blues, and is considered by some to be one of the best live performances ever recorded. As the story goes, and I actually heard this from the mouth of Bill Graham's children, Fillmore owner and band promoter Bill Graham criticized Hendrix's opening set. He told Jimmy to ditch the stage antics and just show everyone how good he was on guitar. Hendrix was kind of miffed. He took up the challenge, and in the second set, he basically stood stationary and put on a guitar performance for the ages. But at the time of its release, some music critics called Miles' drumming plodding and the material underprepared. But to this day, I could not disagree more strongly. I just love this album.
Yeah, everyone, please listen to some of Hendrix's improvisation and tonal effects on the song Power to Love. He was branching out his sound, and who knows where he would have gone if he had lived beyond the age of 27.
Yeah, and just listen to this opening solo that Hendrix just rips off. It's just mind-blowing.
Yeah, great song. Play it, Eggers. that was Jimi Hendrix. He's a pretty good guitar player.
Oh, yeah. I think he'll go down in history as someone who might have had a slight influence.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite bands is coming up next. The Allman Brothers Band. Just think, they had two virtuoso guitarists, two perfectly timed drummers, a steady bassist, and an organ player with a soulful voice. This made for one of the greatest American bands ever. Well, in my opinion, maybe the greatest.
Your opinion is a good one, Jim, because I couldn't agree more. When their Live at the Fillmore album was released, Rolling Stone magazine called them the greatest band in the land. Their improvisational skills combined blues, rock, country, jazz, and boy, did it work. Their sound was new and refreshing, and it created a feel like no other band at the time.
You know, and I got to tell you, when their live album came out in July of 71, I was hooked on their sound. But to be honest, I never heard of them before, and I never heard their first two albums before the live album at the Fillmore East. But this album made me go out and buy their first two albums, the 1969 debut album of the same name, Allman Brothers, and their 1970s Idlewild South. And I'm a big fan to this day.
Yeah, you know, Jim, it was the same with me. The Fillmore concerts for my introduction to the Allman Brothers, and I was floored by their musicianship, especially the slide and straight guitar playing of the great late Duane Allman.
Yeah, their musical talent is really showcased in their instrumental song, Hotlanta. Everyone gets a chance to shine. So Duane Allman, Dickie Betts, Barry Oakley, Greg Allman, Jimo Johansson, and Butch Trucks. Show us how it's done, guys.
And it does get hot in Atlanta,
yes,
doesn't it?
It does. We hope you are enjoying that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest live music of all time.
We're living live,
Jim.
And we're going to begin with the Rolling Stones, who released several live albums through the years, but none better than Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. And I did find out what the ya-ya's are, but we're not going to talk about it on the air. It was recorded in 1969 and released in 1970. This was their first tour with new lead guitarist Mick Taylor, who replaced Brian Jones.
Yeah, and it was their last tour with Ian Stewart on piano.
Yep.
And it was one of your heroes.
Yeah, and good piece of trivia, by the way, Jim.
Right.
Highlight song from that album is Sympathy for the Devil. The twin guitar solos featuring Keith Richards on the first lead and then Mick Taylor on the second lead.
You know, and I'm a big fan of Keith Richards, but to me he's more of a rhythm guy. But I think Mick Taylor proved he should be the one and only lead guitarist of this band.
Yeah, well,
no,
Jim,
no, I'm right.
I agree.
I'm right. You're wrong.
I agree, but with a caveat. Here's my caveat.
Give me a caveat.
Keith has laid down some of rock's most unforgettable riffs. But with that said, Rich and Jaggers have said many times over that they were in awe of Mick Taylor's gorgeous playing. So let's listen to the Stones' 1969 live version of Sympathy for the Devil and pay close attention to the start of the song as an audience member yells out, play it.
Paint it black.
Play Paint It Black, you devil.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Jim, I have a question for you. Did you get on down?
I got on down. Good. And just to backtrack a little bit, Mick Taylor just beat up Keith Richards.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I love Keith, though.
I love Keith, and I love Mick.
Yeah. Well, anyway, on Thanksgiving Day in 1976, the band, they gave their final concert at Bill Graham's Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco.
Yep. They wanted to celebrate the occasion with diverse musical guests that ranged from Ringo Starr to Muddy Waters and Bob Dylan to Van Morrison.
But, Mark, for my money, I think the highlight of the album and the Martin Scorsese-directed movie, if you've ever seen it, which I'm sure you have.
Of course.
It's when Eric Clapton came out, jammed with the band, and they were trading licks together. That is Robbie Robertson and Clapton. And I think Robbie Robertson just was phenomenal. They played the blues shuffle further on down up the road.
That's right, up the road. Well, Jim, I totally agree with you. Both guitarists were in rare form. So everyone, enjoy these two Rock and Roll Hall of Fame musicians putting on an incredible performance.
Thank you.
Wow, now that's some good jamming going on there, boy.
Robbie and Eric, excellent. Mark, well, I hope one thing we got across on the show today is that everyone should go out and support live music.
Hear, hear.
I'm not sure if there is a better way to be entertained than by witnessing talented musicians on a stage.
Totally agree, Jim. I wonder how many concerts you and I have been to.
I have no clue. It'd be cool to know, but I'd have to say, between the two of us, around 1,000.
I'd say so. And so that's why my wife Hope claims that I don't hear what she says.
What?
My hearing is shot.
I think, but we gave our ears to a good cause.
Definitely a good cause. Yeah. What did you say?
Huh?
Well. Anyway, that's our show for today. You've been listening to That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio. Our show can be heard on 101.5 FM every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon.
Or you can listen anytime once our shows are archived on the station's website at huntleyradio.com.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Wait a second.
Oh, there's more.
There's more.
Ooh,
what do you say? You say it.
All right. Well, wait. There's more. Let's close with a song from one of the best-selling live albums of all time, Peter Frampton's Frampton Comes Alive.
Okay. We're going to play It's a Plain Shame. Hit it, Eggers.